This is Stephen D. from StephenD.net, here with episode 20 of the Stephen D. podcast. As you can tell, the environment I'm recording in is a little bit more echoey or spacious than the previous one. This is because, as promised in a blog post I published today, April 10th, 2014, I have found a room that does not have any of those very annoying and listener-deterring chirps. Yes, as I said, my fire alarm upstairs is going dead, so I had to come down here and record this so we no longer hear the chirps. I've been in Skype calls with people, I've done reviews for people that have had chirps in them, and they did not appreciate it much, and the podcast is no different. It most certainly has chirps in it. All these episodes I've done. So, in here, it's relatively quiet. There's no ambience, really, to talk about. This happens to be the workout room that I'm in, but it will have to serve as a good podcast recording place until we can get the batteries replaced. Also, while on the subject of podcasts, I've been thinking of this for a while, but I think I'm going to move my podcasts to a separate website. I have an account on zerofees.net, and for this to be a real podcast, there needs to be a podcatcher URL to go to get a feed. I think I can set that up. If not, I will try to get an alternate solution, like at least another WordPress blog to set up for the podcast so that they can at least have a feed to link to, because I know all podcasts, you know, they have to have a feed. And so note that StephenD.net/my-podcast will still have all the archives. It will still have every episode listed. But this new website, if I can do it, it will allow for a podcatcher feed or RSS or some other form of podcast following feed. So, getting on. Let's tell you what we've got planned today for the Stephen D. podcast. I guess I pretty much did announcements already. So, for my interesting segment, we are going to do S-Quad Word. Now, that is the word processor I've been working on for some time. Also, in temporary collaboration with MTG Studios, or Mason Armstrong.
Unknown unavailable. Your back. Newscasted.
Yes. My battery happens to be low at this time. I will get a power source come the time when it says critical battery. So, anyway, continuing with what I was saying. Mason Armstrong, he helped collaborate with this, so he did add some features. He added quite a few features. And I will be demonstrating those along with features that I've added and what makes S-Quad Word a very handy word processor. Now, this does not have spell check, dictionary, thesaurus, translator, all that like Microsoft Word, but it does have some pretty neat features in it that if you want a web or if you want a word processor solution, I mean, it's not out yet, but it's fixing to come out if I can get a patent for it. If you want a word processing solution, then that is the place, or that is the program to use for you. It's not highly advanced, but it has some very useful features you might want to check out. Besides that, we have our game of the day, where today I will be going on a very bloody massacre killing spree with zombies. I will be playing on a 50x50 map with 300 zombies and a Gatling machine gun type of thing that holds 1,000 rounds. And I'm not sure how fast it shoots, but very, very fast, and it can kill rapidly. And I've known to have gotten 400 something kills out of a brief amount of time, and you'll see how brief it is when we get there. Also on the agenda for today's podcast is a tech tip about a website I recently heard on the news. Now, people around me have probably heard it on the news, but I'm not sure about you guys. So you better pay attention if, because this is pretty important for you guys to know. So let's get started. So, let me load up S-Quad Word real quick.
Audacity Skype S-Quad S-Quad Word.ini405 S-Quad
Yes.
Word.x305.
You will learn why that INI file is there here in a second. So this is S-Quad Word. Let me enter to open it. It's loading up.
Untitled dash S-Quad
There.
Word version 0.92. Untitled dash S-Quad blank.
All right. So we are in S-Quad Word, and it has opened us up to an editor. Later on, I want to add that auto recovery function, as I said I was going to in that blog post published earlier today. Now, I'm going to provide a link to the blog post in the podcast show notes so that you can read it in its full entirety and you know what it says, because I've referenced it and probably will reference it again later on in this episode. So, continuing on with our demonstration, let's go through a basic overview of the menus. Basically, these the file menu and edit menu, their controls are pretty much self-explanatory, and if not, it always lists the controls or what key to press to access it. I'm not even familiar with these. There's so many, but you see, S-Quad Word, basically just to give you an
Edit
idea.
undo control ZU. Edit undo.
See, it's going to say like Control Z, what to press at the end of the menu option. So let's start going through the menus because I don't really feel like I need to go over layout with for the main screen with you guys, because all it is a blank text box that you type stuff in.
Blank, 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 blank.
Yep, and if I tab,
Tab, blank.
that served no other purpose than to type the tab character.
Tab.
Which is good for indenting and such. Anyway, let's go and press Alt.
File submenu Alt plus F.
Yes. Aren't you Windows 8 users happy? You see, I don't know if some of you agree with me, but I really don't like the ribbons in Microsoft's Windows and all their other apps. The ribbons are just unnecessary work to navigate, and they're kind of hard to do in my opinion. So I have brought the classic menu bar back for this app. Now, mind you, sighted people can use S-Quad Word. I have designed it a basic working look that people can actually use if you want to use this web browser or this word processor. Why I keep calling it a web browser is beyond me. But anyway, so, we're gonna go left and right to navigate through the menus. I'm gonna press right to see what menu there is. You already saw file. Now there's
Edit submenu Alt plus E.
edit. Now, file and edit, I'm not explaining those because you already know what those menus do.
Speak submenu Alt plus S.
Speak. That's one of those features thrown in for blind people. In this, it will speak the whole document, stop reading the document, and speak the version of the program. Just little things that'll help blind people. And that speaking the entire document, that can help with proofreading and such. So press the right arrow.
Action submenu Alt plus F.
Actions, that's for stuff like, that's just,
Actions menu convert to uppercase control plus shift plus UC.
if you, for whatever reason, wanted to convert your text to uppercase or lowercase, or reverse your text just for fun, I guess that's in there. Some of these features are kind of pointless, but they're still good if you ever wanted to use them.
Convert the lowercase control plus shift plus LC. Reverse text control plus shift plus RR. Action submenu Alt plus A. Show submenu Alt plus S.
Show? That is kind of like the view menu in word processors. What this does, it's like, it's your word count, your line count, your basic stuff like that. I'll go into more detail.
Option submenu alt plus O.
Options. That's options. Right now it just has word wrap and show version number.
Help submenu alt
Help.
Plus H.
I want that to have a documentation, but currently it just has an about dialogue.
System file submenu alt plus F.
File. Let's go back to that. Now, in the file menu, let's just skim through these menu options.
File menu, new control plus NN, open, control plus OO, merge a file, M.
That basically combines two files.
Save control plus SS, save as, S, revert file to previously open state R.
That can be useful if you saved something that you didn't want to save in a file, or you deleted something and saved it, you don't want that, so you're just going to revert back to a previous version. That's pretty useful. Mason implemented that.
Print. Control PP.
Print. Well, no, not even explaining that.
Exit Alt plus F4E.
Exit.
New Control plus NN.
And that's it for file, so let's go to the Edit menu.
File Edit submenu Alt plus E. Undo Control.
Oh.
Control ZU.
Control Z. That's undo.
Cut Control XC. Copy Control CC. Copy entire document. Control plus Shift plus DC.
That just basically, as it says, if you don't want to select the whole thing, but you want to copy it all, you just press Control-Shift-D. It's another shortcut to make life easier.
Paste Control plus VP. Select all Control-S. Clear clipboard Control-Shift-CC.
That, I implemented that, because, that can come in handy if you ever need to clear your clipboard. That was kind of experimental, but it works.
Undo Control ZU.
And that's it.
Edit submenu alt plus speak submenu alt plus S.
Speak. That's what I talked about earlier. All that has is
speak F5S. Stop F6T. Speak program version F7V.
Yep.
Speak submenu alt plus S. Action submenu alt plus A.
Now actions? I already went through that with you. That was uppercase text, lowercase text, and reverse text.
Show submenu alt plus S.
Show. Here's all that's in there.
View number of lines, control plus LV. Show clipboard contents, control plus shift plus VS.
That's pretty useful if you don't have NVDA and want to know what's on the clipboard.
Word count, control plus WW.
Word count? I implemented that myself. It was pretty easy.
View number of lines, control plus
it.
LV. Show submenu alt plus S.
The show menu does have some pretty useful stuff if you need to know.
Options submenu alt plus O.
And options, you already know what's in there.
Options menu. Show version number in main window left parent requires restart right parent checked S.
Yes, that's right. That used to require restart until, as mentioned in the post today, I changed that. No, that was mentioned in the post on Tuesday.
Word wrap control shift W check W.
Word wrap. That basically, some. Like Notepad, for example, if you don't have Word Wrap on, it will view all the text in your document in one line, pretty much. But Word Wrap will disable that, and it'll put it in separate lines as normal.
Show Word Wrap option submenu alt plus O. Help submenu alt plus H.
Help. Just the About dialog. That's it. So.
Untitled.
Now, I'm going to type some text in this document.
Blank.
And then I'm going to save the document. And then I will demonstrate to you the auto-save feature.
Hi, this is a test document.
Case. Oh.
Dot. S. Hi, this is a test document.
So, that was basically me going through here and typing, hey, this is a test document. That's what is now written in the S quad word window. Now, let's say I want the TTS voice to read that back to me. I'm just going to press F5.
Hi, this is a test document.
Not say I want it to read again, but then at some point I want it to stop. I'll press F6 to make it stop, F5 to make it read again, F6 to make it stop. So.
Hi.
Yep, just stopped it. Now, let me save this document here.
Hi, this is a test document.
By pressing Control-S. Now, Mason implemented this, but if you have not yet performed Save As, meaning created an actual file that you're working on at this point. Then, pressing Ctrl S will bring you to the Save As dialog, where you will then create the file you'll be editing, and it will put all the text you've typed, in my case,
Hi, this is a test document.
Into that file. So let's press Ctrl S.
Save As dialog file name colon blank.
Hi.txt.
Hi.txt.
Okay.
Items view list. Header. Output not selected. 1 of 109. Items
sure.
view list. Cards not selected. 1 of 4. Items view list. Camera uploads not selected. 1 of 10.
I'm gonna save it in my SQuad Word folder.
SQuad Word 8 of 10. Items view list. Header. File name colon. Combo box collapsed. Edit Alt plus N. Selected i.txt.
Hi.
Save tool. Save button Alt plus
Kay.
S.
Now when I click save, it's gonna start the auto save timer as soon as I hit the save button. And every 30 seconds after that, or around there, you will hear a click, meaning the file was auto-saved. In a future version, I will make this where you can disable it. But for now, press space, and my file will be saved.
Pressed. i.txt-squadwordversion0.92. Edit multi-line. Hi, this is a test document.
Good. And it is
blank.
Typed.
S quad word.
Notepad that I'm opening it in.
Untitled dash S quad blank. Blank. S quad.
Unfolder
view.
It wasn't.
S untitled high news. High dot txt dash S quad. Untitled.
Wow.
Show
that was from a test I tried to do.
Desktop.
Oh, did you just hear that click?
High dot txt.
That was an auto save.
Blank. Hi, this is blank.
Basically, all I've done in this document.
S quad word.
New. Between the click and the save as was typed that blank line in there, but it saved it. Watch this. Of course, NVDA decides
Open
to
o, cap,
freeze.
Edit E, 7 that edit E. S quad word window, items view list,
i.txt
oh, 3 of 6.
Auto-saved again.
i.txt dash notepad, edit multi-line, hi, this is a test document, blank.
Yep, see, it saved
blank.
The blank line that
S
I typed. Now let's type something else. I just closed out Notepad. I'm on
blank.
S Quad Word again. Let's type, my name is Stephen D.
My name is Stephen D.
Let's wait for it to auto-save. Does it every 30 seconds, just while you're typing. Oh, there it goes.
S Quad Word
Go
window.
Back to the S Quad Word folder.
I.T.
Click Shift F10 on this document.
Open edit. E.
Edit to open it in Notepad. Okay. See if it auto-saved.
I.T. My name is Stephen D.
Yep.
Hi, this is a test document. My name is Stephen.
See?
S quad.
It's as simple as that.
I.T. S quad dialog save changes to i.txt. Yes button. No button. Alt
no.
plus N. Press S quad word.
Yeah, that's a bug. For some reason, even though it auto-saves, it still gives me that dialog box. I will investigate into that later. Anyway, I guess you know pretty much about S Quad Word. That was just your glimpse. If you want to learn more about it, hopefully it will be released sometime this month if I can get that patent. So, let's move on to the gore. The very disgusting swamp
Search.
Demonstration
Unknown.
Where a whole bunch of zombies are going to die. It's currently loading up right now. And basically, what's happened is that I'm in a pretty much enclosed room with zombies swarming in the room and around the room. It's just complete, utter chaos. So,
Skype desk newscast
you'll
info
have to
icon
hear
1 of 4.
When it pops
desk
up.
Folder.
But
Stereo test dot F swamp 50 S quad word processor dot PB 53 of 60.
Oh, it's loading.
Caps news on Skype well, desk welcome to swamp version 3.1 by
are.
A pro multiple custom maps for practicing offline. Choose your settings.
Okay, let's go to the map.
Map set to sniping mania. Press
this
enter to change previous menu. Map set zombies set to 100. Press enter
now, zombies
to change
are
it.
Gonna be set to 300.
Zombies set to 150. Zombies set to 0. Zombies set to 300.
There we go.
Zombies spawn randomly. Press loot set to 0. You started to fully armed. Previous men launch map. Fully armed. Press
fully
enter
armed.
To change it. Launch map.
Launch. And you'll hear what I'm talking about. Listen.
Vulcan Minica.
Okay, here comes some massacre in a second. Here are all those zombies.
Weapon raised. Weapon raised.
Here goes! Literally, it's so f***ing. They're going down. Uh-oh,
access
I'm
whip.
Doomed. They're going to attack me until I die.
She ended with 329 kills, accuracy of 82.39% with 10-11 shots fired.
Nice. So, yes, I just massacred a whole bunch of zombies, ran out of ammo, and got killed. With 329 kills. That was literally... There were so many zombies getting killed, my computer would freeze up for a second. Because... the sheer amount of zombies that were getting hit at once and having to respawn was putting a strain on my computer. So,
exit the goodbye.
Anyway,
newscast intro.
We're here for the tech tip. I'm not even going to time this because it's just a short one. But I heard of this site on the news that it's a flaw. Basically, it's not a site, it's a bug, but it's a flaw in some security used by 66% of all web servers. This gives hackers access to your online credentials, such as like usernames and passwords. So my suggestion, change your passwords, because 66% is a very big number with all these servers and stuff and websites. Tumblr was hit, so if you have a Tumblr, you better change that password right now. And any other site, I'd strongly advise it. I'm going to change my WordPress password, my Gmail password, stuff like that. That way I can avoid such inconveniences as hackers, because I don't want to deal with those. Well, anyway, I guess that ends the tech tip and also this episode of the Stephen D. Podcast. I hope to have the feed up by the next episode, which will be episode 21. And also,
newscast.
Wow. Yeah, I got silent because somebody was talking to me, but let me wrap this up real quick because I got something to do right afterward. But anyway, lost my train of thought. Oh, the feed. I hope to have it up by episode 21. And also, as I was saying, Swamping with Steve 4, that was the one on this podcast. So next episode is the last Swamping with Steve ever. Okay, that was depressing, but it is the last Swamping with Steve, so the next one, I already have it planned, and it's going to be awesome, so I hope you look forward to it. Anyway, that was the Stephen D. Podcast, episode 20, recorded on April 10th, 2014. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you look forward to another podcast. Thank you, and goodbye.